When was the last time you picked up a pen to write a birthday card or a love letter, maybe, to someone? Or maybe you jotted down a shopping list on the back of an old window-faced envelope, perhaps a phone message on that little pad that you keep next to the phone. Or perhaps you completed a form at the bank or at a social service. In this screen-obsessed digital age, is it possible that handwriting will become a dying art? I mean, 10 years ago, learning cursive handwriting was compulsory in schools, and way back in my primary school days, we had to write in pencil until we mastered handwriting and earned the right to a pen license, if you recall that. You got a little triangular rubber thing that went on the pencil so that you could grip it until then. But in the age where our children, and of course adults, tap, swipe, and scroll on smartphones and tablets from birth, is the hand in handwriting about to become redundant? I want to hear from you on this, 0418 226 576. Jenny in Pambula, New South Wales, says, I write frequently to interstate friends as I share books with them and always include a handwritten letter. Email and texts just don't compare to how it's special it feels to receive a real letter. It is a lost art. James says, 60-odd years ago, my high school history teacher required me to write down everything he chalked on the board because he reckoned I had the best handwriting in the class and he wanted to have a good portable record of his version of history. Ever since, I've watched my handwriting and kept it up, and it is excellent, he says. This one too, I wrote a handwritten letter today. I received handwritten letters every day. Writing by hand is an essential skill. Unfortunately, many persons' writing is at the level of an illiterate person, says this person, saying that they're an academic. I'm happy to tell you that my handwriting is terrible. What about yours? Do you write by hand? And what's important about doing it? Is there something that is more sticky to your memory? 0418 226 576 is the text line. Associate Professor Deborah Pino-Pasternak is an expert in early childhood education and development from the Faculty of Education at the University of Canberra. Welcome to you.
Hi, Andy. Thank you for having me.
I've got two young daughters. One's in year two, one's in daycare. And so I'm watching them learn whilst writing, and the handwriting started pretty crazy, I've got to say. And I watch how they cognitively go about it. And it makes me realise how important it is. I mean, in an era dominated by digital communication, why do you think the skill of handwriting is still relevant?
That's a fantastic question. Well, I think it's part of our cultural heritage. So if we think of centuries through which we have communicated our thoughts, our emotions, our knowledge through handwriting, that speaks by itself. And some of your listeners were actually discussing that. From a cognitive point of view, what we know about handwriting is that there are very strong connections between handwriting and reading, and from reading to handwriting. So these relationships go both ways. Writing and reading are both very complex activities that involve our sensory areas of the brain. For writing, also our motor areas of the brain. For reading, our visual areas of the brain. And we know that those connections, you know, from a neurological standpoint, are very strong when children and individuals handwrite, and are not as strong or different when people type.
You mentioned the tactility of handwriting, and as an aside, there are some interesting studies about memory retention when you write on paper as opposed to other materials, because the paper crinkles and sort of reacts to touch and that sort of thing. So that makes sense. When it comes to creative thinking and problem solving, though, I mean, that's sort of different to memory retention. Is there any link with writing by hand to those outcomes?
Actually, I'm not sure I can comment on that precisely, given the nature of the research that we've done so far. So I can give you an intuitive response around handwriting. And I think it's the notion of also not only combining the handwriting, but other forms of representation that become facilitated through the process of brainstorming and thinking that may be better aligned with sort of the notion of pen and paper as opposed to digital tools. And I know that some of my colleagues colleagues who have experimented, for example, with technology around mind maps or brainstorming type of tools, it doesn't feel the same. But I think what we have to consider here is that there may be generational effects. So those of us who were raised in handwriting may operate cognitively quite different to younger generations of children in the future who may not be exposed to handwriting from the beginning.
There is a really strong sentiment on the text line around generational lines, if you like. Many people are really saying how important handwriting is as opposed to any other form of communication. Arthur in Sydney says he keeps a writing pad with his fountain pens on the table and tries to write 2 or 3 notes a week. He says writing with the fountain pen teaches a steady hand. And he says, I think if more people wrote by hand, that they would think a lot more deeply about the words they say. Talk to me about that idea because, you know, as we know, pen and paper doesn't have a delete button. You have to mean it. You have to think about it before you do it.
Absolutely. And I think this is what is so fascinating about writing in general, is that it requires those higher order skills such as planning what you're going to write, being able to check. And as you say, when you handwrite, you don't have that capacity to quickly delete with a button. So that really fosters that kind of thinking about how you want to express the ideas, the audience you're writing to, the emotions you want to convey. You know, I'm particularly concerned when looking at young children who are the cohort that we study, that so many of the tools they use for digital writing are AI assisted, and they have grammatical tools and spelling tools. So children are getting all sorts of visual cues and suggestions before they internalize the rules of language, you know, and then when they go and do NAPLAN online in year 5 and year 7, all those tools suddenly become removed, and children have not necessarily practiced what it means to revise a text, to check for punctuation, for a spelling, for all those skills that are involved in handwriting.
Yeah, spell check has a lot to answer for, if you ask me.
Absolutely.
If you ask me. It's 4:22. Associate Professor Deborah Pino-Pastanak is from the Faculty of Education at the University of Canberra. Here on RN Drive, we're talking about the importance of handwriting, particularly in the early years, and asking you, really, whether it's a dying art. Lots of texts on the text line, Deborah. Lots of people reinforcing the use of handwriting as a way of connection between others. This one says, I'm of a generation that went through chalk on slate, pencil, inkwell, fountain pen, and then the Bic biro. I still handwrite communications as a retired English teacher and principal. It's essential that young people are taught and practice handwriting as long as their final assessments, which will determine futures post-school, are handwritten. That one's from Brett. Daryl says he's rediscovered the joy of handwriting in the last 5 years, particularly with a fountain pen, which always looks very classy. And this one too, I have a 14-year-old who is a messy writer. I've been teaching them to write more neatly for years now. You never know when you'll have to write. I work as a nurse, and in most departments, while most is online, there are often some computer downtimes. One department I work in, there is writing on every shift. So there is an interesting occupational aspect to this. I'm not sure if you can talk to that, but I think that's a great example. When the computers are down, what do you do? That surely is a reinforcing reason why handwriting still must be taught at a high level.
Well, I think what your listeners are telling us is how prevalent it is in everything you do when you look at it. But I want to draw attention also to the body of research that we have around handwriting. So all we know so far in the early years is that children still who handwrite produce better quality texts than children who type, given exactly the same prompt for writing. So there is a very strong connection between handwriting and the quality of text composing, so what people produce. Now, for that relationship to happen, also children need to be able to practice and become very fluent in the motor elements of handwriting. This is what we call automaticity. So the quicker children can write the letters of the alphabet and join those letters into words, the better and the longer the text they produce. So the importance of early practice, you know, an explicit instruction onto how to handwrite, how do you use the pen, how do you sit properly for writing, all those are core skills that in the long run you know, enable people to become good writers.
Countries such as Finland dropped cursive or joined up handwriting lessons in schools in favour of typing courses. The US government officially removed cursive from the required common core standards for K-12 education more than a decade ago. Are we seeing any shift in the curriculum over this?
I think the shift that we see is towards understanding that writing can be done, you know, in handwritten form and also in computer-based text. And we see that with the newer version of the Australian curriculum. I cannot comment specifically on cursive, but I also know that internationally, you know, the countries that you mentioned, there are other countries in Norway where schools have been given the choice to start typing or with handwriting. So there is an ongoing experiment happening there, and Norwegian researchers are looking with a lot of attention as to what happens when a child enters school and is not asked to write with a pencil, you know, it's asked to type, as opposed to other schools where children are encouraged to handwrite. So there is a lot of unknowns in this equation. And I would argue that while we have a lot of evidence backing up the importance of handwriting, we are only now developing a body of evidence about what it means to start by typing or by using a stylus or by using touch screens.
Just lastly, I know we've been talking about this in the educational setting, but when you receive a thoughtful handwritten card, a thank you card, let's say, for a dinner party you hosted, there is nothing like it. There is no text. There is no call even. There is no bunch of flowers that is better than a handwritten note. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that we tend to forget, because particularly some of, you know, part of the research community looks at the cognitive elements, is the emotional and the affective aspects of handwriting. You know, our handwriting express elements of our personality, and it means for the reader, the person receiving, that time has been spent in that thoughtful exercise of communicating thoughts and feelings through pen and paper. So, we really need to consider that emotional and affective space of writing.
Well, I'm pulling out my quill and parchment to pen you a beautifully written, possibly in all capitals, letter of thanks. Associate Professor Deborah Pino-Pasternak is an expert in education systems and development from the Faculty of Education at the University of Canberra. Very nice to talk to you.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.